News with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The fight against money laundering and the financing of terrorism remains priority for the government of Cameroon, according to the Prime Minister, Joseph Diongute. A 16-year-old boy has been murdered in Tupuru, Mayore Division of the Nord Region. The news in full. The National Assembly has approved two pieces of draft legislation, the Settlement Bill of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2023 financial year, defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, and the draft relating to personal data protection in Cameroon. The bill, which seeks to guarantee the fundamental rights and freedom of individuals with respect to the processing of their personal data, was adopted during a plenary sitting chaired by the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavaye Gichibrum. Historic and colonial documents are being scrutinized at the Cameroon Equatorial Guinea Border Ad Hoc Commission holding in the Equatorial Guinean city of La Paz. Both countries have presented documents justifying their arguments and preoccupations, while experts have saluted the spirit of mutual respect and consideration governing the proceedings. The Prime Minister, head of government, says Cameroon is committed to upholding the highest standards in the fight against money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Joseph Diongute made the statement today during an audience he accorded the permanent secretary of the Action Group Against Money Laundering in Central Africa, Congolese-born Andre Kanga. Details with Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata.
Since June 2023, Cameroon has been in the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, the global standard setter against money laundering. The FATF grey list identifies countries with strategic deficiencies in their anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing systems. A rather bad place to be because it has significant consequences in a country's economy. It causes reputational damage, which can restrict cross-border transactions, make the obtention of loans difficult, and cut down direct foreign investments. The visit of the permanent secretary of the Action Group Against Money Laundering in Central Africa to the Star Building was therefore a high-stake visit. Andre Kanga and Joseph Diongute talked about the efforts Cameroon is making and must make to obtain a better FATF rating. Andre Kanga, permanent secretary of the Action Group Against Money Laundering in Central Africa. We want Cameroon to be removed from the FATF's grey list as quickly as possible. That is why we came to see the Prime Minister, head of government. There is need for everyone to put their heads together in order to ensure that things go well for Cameroon. The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute, reassured the head of the Central African Regional Money Laundering Body that the government of Cameroon is making the necessary efforts to attain full compliance with FATF standards. A report of the country's progress will be presented during the FATF's International Cooperation Review Group, which takes place next January in Namibia. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
As part of the activities of the Cameroon Month Against AIDS, the Shantabia Foundation has organized a free HIV screening campaign at the Shantabia International Research Center in Yaoundé. The two-day event comprises laboratory tests and health talks to raise awareness and promote early diagnosis of HIV in the country. Apong Seate.
The campaign at the Shantabia International Research Center counts for the 9th edition of the Cameroon Month Against AIDS and the 37th World AIDS Day come December 1st. The theme for the event is Take the Right Path with a voluntary, anonymous, and free HIV testing while raising awareness about the importance of early HIV diagnosis. Participants turned out in their numbers, driven by a shared commitment to tackle HIV/AIDS. Clarice Ndum, a 22-year-old student, shared her experience.
At first, I was hesitant, but the health talks encouraged me to get tested. It was painless, and now I feel more in control of my health. This has been a transformative experience for me.
For Dr. Michael Ntomo, one of the campaign coordinators, the initiative goes beyond testing, but about saving lives, reducing stigma, and equipping individuals with knowledge.
When you know your status, immediately we can, if you are positive, you can take a drug to allow your system or to always be and to move like everybody.
Participants are leaving not only with results but with an understanding that knowing one's status is a vital step in protecting themselves and their loved ones.
Over 3,000 candidates have taken part in the written phase of the 2024 examination session of the Vocational Qualification Diploma Examination in the Central Region. The examination, which was subdivided in ICT and industrial sectors, was written in 34 centers in the region under the supervision of the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training. Lekia Teje Chut Asongazi of CRTV Center reports.
The accommodation and writing centers in Yaoundé, which hosted the learners, were divided into two. The Yaoundé 1 center accommodated candidates in the ICT discipline, while Yaoundé 2 hosted those of the industrial sector. The sub-director in charge of exams at the Department of Vocational Training at the Ministry of Employment and Vocational Training, Abderrahman Buba, was on the field to oversee the effective kickoff of the examinations, which went on hitch-free. Close to 8,752 candidates have taken part in the written phase of the Vocational Qualification Diploma Examination in 41 specialties nationwide. It should be noted that the 2024 session of the Vocational Qualification Diploma witnessed a 12% increase compared to that of 2023. Lekia Tegetro Dasongazi, CRTV News, Center.
The contributions towards the political evolution of Cameroon made by the late president of the Movement for the Defense of the Republic, the MDR party, Daikole Daisala, have been saluted in Yaoundé today. This was during the launch of a book titled Onom de Père, authored by his son, Daisala Tijana Tasi, attended amongst others Lieutenant Ambassador Albert Roger Miller and a cross-section of members of parliament. George Mwam has the details.
Onom du Père, translated into English as In the Name of the Father, revisits the forgotten, ignored, and even the unknown memories of the late Senator Daikole Daisala, described as an exemplary statesman by the author Daisala Tigana Tasi, who happens to be his son. The autobiography, weaved into three parts of 27 chapters in 268 pages, dives into the early life of the author, the arrest and imprisonment of his father in 1984, and the challenging moments the family went through in his absence. The book also plunges into the creation of the MDR party, the multi-party elections of 1992, the death of Daikole Daisala on August 9, 2022, and the posthumous testimonies of other political figures during his funeral. The work is an effort by the author to honor his father for his contributions to the political evolution of Cameroon and translates his desire for younger politicians to draw inspiration from his works, patriotism, and achievements. Like father, like son, Daisala Tingana Tasi in his book also revisits his ascension to the helm of the MDR party in November 2023 and echoes his intention to follow the footsteps of his late father by sustaining his legacy and republican values.
Nine bishops from the ecclesiastical province of Yaoundé are taking part in the second session of their annual provincial conference taking place at the Kribi St. Joseph Pastoral Center. Polycarpatier has the details.
The opening ceremony of the second edition of the annual Provincial Episcopal Conference of Yaoundé witnessed the presence of Catholic faithful, administrative and local authorities, and elite of the Ocean Division. Welcoming his peers to the august occasion, the Bishop of the Kribi Diocese, His Lordship Damas Azinga Atangana, underscored the importance of next year's ordinary jubilee in the liturgical calendar, thus the need for proper planning.
In our conference, we are going to hear what each diocese is going to do and what we can do together.
Reinforcing doctrines that would build moral values and development of the Catholic Church and society as a whole is among the issues to be discussed during the 4 days event, an initiative appreciated by the SDO of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello.
We count on this to put in place some politics in order to help government fight against insecurity.
The conference, which starts its third day this Wednesday. We feature some pertinent issues geared towards the smooth organization of the ordinary jubilee built for next year. Polycarp Atier, CRTV News, Kribi.
And on a sad note, a 16-year-old boy by name Yakubu Adamu has been brutally murdered along a river in Tupuru, Mayore Division of the North Region. Elements of the Gendarmerie Brigade in the locality have arrested the accused, pending further investigation. Maimuna Njoya of CRTV North has more.
The reason behind this crime has not been elucidated yet, but the murderer, Baguna Pulda Wakude, is under police custody for further investigations. Military sources indicate that the 16-year-old Yakubu Adamu, student in a Quranic school, was brutally killed with a cutlass along River Vina in the Bikuni neighborhood of Tuboro after washing his clothes. The entire population of Tuboro is wondering aloud why such a gruesome and unjustified murder could take place. In the meantime, Joseph Tulukom of the Gendarmerie Brigade explains that facts attest that the deceased was pierced several times by the accused. A serious alarm for the local population to remain ever more vigilant and report any unusual cases to security forces at all times for the safety of all, and also to discard any possibility of living in fear. From Tuboro, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
And now sports. The National Federation of University Sports, FENASU, is actively sensitizing actors on the new format and stakes of the university games, which will be played in four zones with the finals to be staged in Ebolova in 2026. An information seminar on the new format of the Zonal University Championship Chazu and the National Finals of the University Games FENAJU was chaired by the rector of the University of Chang, who doubles as the current president of the National Federation of University Sports, Professor Roger Chafak Namfuzo, this Tuesday. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
As announced at the end of the 2024 University Games in Garowa, the format has changed to accommodate more participants and render the competition more entertaining. The information seminar in Chang, one of the host centers of the 2025 Zonal University Championships, seeks to enlighten participants on the new format. Professor Roger Chafak Namfuzo is the current president of the National Federation of University Sports in Cameroon.
We will have four zonal championships. One in Chang, putting together university private and public from west and northwest. In Boya, putting together southwest and littoral. In Bertois, putting together center, south and east. And one in Marwa, putting together Adamawa, north and far north.
With over 500 university institutions in Cameroon, the new format will avail organizers the opportunity to promote inclusion.
The new is about inclusion, more participation, decreasing cost, and more efficiency.
Expectations are therefore high from across the national territory as both state and private universities gear up for the 2026 national finals of the University Games in Ebolova, South Region. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Chang.
And Isaac Ngonku brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.